This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Steffi Nazwane, and you are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
Welcome to Be Lighted. My name is Romeo, and of course, I'm rolling with my co-host, as they call it, my go-to girl, as they call it. I'm talking about my ride or die. Welcome, Remster. Welcome to Be Lighted.
Thank you so much, Maromza. Hey, ride or die. What? Then I see you doing stuff without me. Whatever. Anyway,
You don't want to get into that argument.
We're not going to argue. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Be Lighted with Rami and Romeo. And we are here. I'm here with Maromza. I'm not rolling with him. I'm just gonna like watch him do the nay nay.
Yeah, and I always say, by the way, you know, we haven't really made justice for the show, but we actually 1 year old.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I mean, we started last year, October, the 1st of October.
Yes, and now October is almost done.
Yeah, so we are officially, we've been here for a good solid year.
Yeah, a good solid year. That means we're kind of walking now. We're no longer crawling and we're not eating purity anymore.
You can actually hear the words are starting to come out. They're starting to make sense.
We are like more getting to the meat side. Mm. So
I wanted to ask you then, Remster, what are the highlights of your year since you've been here, especially looking at maybe one of your best shows, if you have to say so yourself, which artist or guest stood out for you?
Do you mean for the show?
For the show, yeah. I mean, it's been a year.
To be quite honest, I think we've had quite a number of amazing people that, you know, when we started with the interview, we knew a bit about them, or we knew them from another angle. The next thing, during the interview, you realize that there is so much to this person. There's so much depth. There's so much warmth. There's so much insight. Mm-hmm. There's so much information. And there's just absolutely a lot of wisdom as well that makes the people that we probably like see on TV here or here on the radio or see in magazines. You know, whether they're business people, whether they're entertainers, sports people, but like each and every time we've interviewed someone, I've never left the studio without looking at the person in a different way. In a different light. Mm. But talking about highlights, I think one of my highlights, I think the best interview I've had, unfortunately, it was without you. It was DJ's Boo interview because let me tell you, you see Palisade's nodding. She's like, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. I think it was definitely DJ's Boo. Mm. And I think the latest ones was probably
don't do injustice to that. I need details. You know how you girls talk. It's like
in terms of DJ's Boo. What I liked about DJ's Boo's interview is that I liked how he's a consistent dreamer. Hmm. And his dreams are always followed by action. So he dreams it and then he wakes up, he starts actioning it.
I'm sure you've
seen that right now. He goes all over the place. He sells his product. Hmm. He sells Mofaya at taxi ranks. He sells it on the highway, on the plane. He is all over the place. And he is actually doing the physical work. He's not just the brains behind something and then next thing tell people to go sell his product. Mm. There are people who do that. Mm. And he's got vendors. He's got people who are like distributors as well.
Yeah.
And it's now in all the major leading stores, you know. And then while we were having the interview, he was simply talking about that and he had not even started doing it. And now I see it and I'm like completely blown away that he is actually physically doing the work. Mm. And, you know, and the humility behind the person and the things that have made him the person that he is today. Mm. And how, you know, he gives credit to the people he grew up with, his classmates, his grandmother, his mom, you know. All those that like people call auction, the people that you grew up around in Tembisa, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you say you'll ask someone who's your biggest motivation. They'll say Oprah. Like they'll pick a name that is like a star. You're expecting for someone to say someone famous. And if not famous, they're going to either say my mom, my grandfather, my, you know, they'll talk about family.
Yes.
But it is amazing how Zbu will say, like, there was this guy who lived three houses away from me who did, there was this Groot man who did, he blew me away completely.
Now, there's a belated moment there, and I think would be, and this is a challenge to you as a listener at home as well, or in the car, or on your headphones, wherever you are, that you need to challenge yourself that your action must be bigger than the dream itself.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Because I think based on what you're saying, I think it's one thing to talk about what you're going to do. But also, I find that from my professional career as well, that most of us get stuck in the success before the work. You know, it's like you already dream about what it would be when you have that million to buy that car. And you spend so much time on the virtual car and the virtual house and the virtual resources that you're going to get.
Yeah.
And then you don't spend a lot of time actually talking about what work needs to be put in. And I think to exactly what you are defining, that Spoo, you know, carves the vision and the dream, but then he spends a lot of time working.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you dream and then you start actioning on your dream, then the dream turns into reality. And then you realize that what we thought was a dream is now something tangible, is now something possible. Then it is easier for you to dream on another level, because that other level, maybe it was a beginning stage.
Yeah.
You know, some people dream of having a driver's license, and all of a sudden they get a driver's license.
Mm.
Then they realize, if I can get a driver's license, then that means I can eventually get a car.
Yeah.
You know, so the more you realize your dreams, the bigger you can dream, and the bigger you dream, the bigger your reality becomes.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that changes people's mindset about just saying, oh, I wish I could have, or I wish I could do, or I wish I could go, you know?
Sure.
You know,
I hear you, you think,
can dream of going to Cape Town.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now, some people, you think, oh, I wish I could go to Cape Town. And you know what? You get on the internet and then you book yourself a flight. I mean, you're like thinking, well, I could buy shoes for 2,000 Rand, or I can actually catch a return flight from Lanseria, and I'll have some change and I can go stay at a Formula One for one night.
So usually when we have a guest in studio, we'd say in conversation with. So today it's in conversation with ourselves and the year that was, because it's been a good solid year. And it's actually, for me, it's actually quite a big deal. And of course, if you want to join in the conversation, which shows really stood out for you? And of course, if you don't have the shows, you could quickly use your employer's Wi-Fi to download all our shows on the, if you go to cliffcentral.com and then navigate through to Monday 9 to 10, you'll find a Belighted show there and you're able to download. So do also let us know on our WhatsApp in terms of which show really stood out for you since we started October last year. And the number is 0797482090. That's at 0797482090.
And then you can tell us about your highlight of a show, like which show stood out for you.
No, but before we did that, I actually wanted to ask you which show stood out where both of us were there.
Well, I said it was Dumisole.
Oh,
the Country Duty one.
I did. I beg yours.
Yes.
I beg yours. Aha.
So which one was your show?
My show has to be, you see now. Can we talk about something? Can
no,
we talk about
no,
something
tell
else?
Tell me. Tell me what your show is.
Or some people are in the studio.
It's fine. Don't. Okay, but then answer the question so we can move on.
Okay, I think mine was when we had. Remember, we had Abu Patu.
Oh yeah, the writers.
Yeah, Patu, the writers. Yeah, and Posha Gumede. Then we had Resuna as well.
And Resuna, my man. Yeah, that was a good. That was a good one.
Like the colorful.
Well, I can't pick that one because those are my friends.
No. They are not. They are not your friends. They are our friends.
Okay, fine.
Yes. So, so essentially, I think I love the blend and the color. You know, it's like PR meets production meets, you know, writing. And all that, you know, it was such a beautiful blend, and I really loved it. So that was one of them.
Yeah, I remember I think, you actually all of a sudden you thought you could write a script. That how is how informative the show.
Yeah, let's focus. Okay. I mean, I was, you know, the creative juices were flowing then because it was happening right there in the studio, you know. And then I think another one was when we had Martin, remember we're talking about relationships.
And Kagiso Msimang.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I mean, obviously the powerhouses, you know, the different views. And, you know, the animation and the simulations of such conversations, those were key for me. But you know what's the biggest highlight for me?
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made was co-hosting with you. That's the highlight of me being here.
Okay. I'll just like blush and everything and say thank you so much, Maronza.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I think that is absolutely beautiful.
All right. So our guests are in the studio.
Absolutely.
So we're going to quickly talk to Cindy Swa. And Cindy Swa is she's an editor at large and also a founder of a magazine called New Dimension. And then we quickly gonna have a chat with her before we talk to our second guest, and they are both in the studio.
Bashapilegamazaza, can you see?
their future is bright, as we always say.
Their future is too bright.
All right, without any waste of time, can we welcome Cindy Swa Maseko? Welcome to Belighted.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
She's smiling. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. I love this, what Maya Angelou said. Is it in Setswana? Oscar Hemisa.
Yes. Oscar for chance.
Oscar forgive.
Yeah. That's what Maya Angelou said.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you very much. And welcome to my world.
And your husky voice. Wow. What happened?
Usually when they say you have a husky voice, can you sing as well?
In the shower.
Okay, we're not going to do any shower singing here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We are not participating in the wooden mics, though.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll just...
Yeah, in the wooden mic as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, those ones. Okay, yes. Okay, cool.
All right. So just to kind of like, in layman's terms, someone might be wondering who Cindy Swa is, and we all have Imvela Pietro. So can you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you come from? But more importantly, let's talk about your hustle. Because I think the theme of today's show is really...
Against all odds.
Yeah. You know, if I have to dip my fingers in all the cookie jars, so be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been a journey, you know, but it's a journey that when I sit and I look and I say, wow, God has been there, you know, mm-hmm. and really held my hand. But Cindy Swa is a mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And she is an editor and the founder of New Dimension magazine. And she is, she loves to study, she loves to read. And she's born in Swaziland. She's got parents that are, my dad is South African, my mom is Swazi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm South African Swazi.
I love how you talk in the third person.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're wondering, she's talking about herself.
Yeah, I am talking about myself. And I think it's difficult to say who I am. I can start now and finish at four. So, you know, that's me in a nutshell. And...
All right, okay, so fine, don't worry. I will ask you questions.
Okay.
I've got one.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Against All Odds really wants to look at, you know, publishing magazines in South Africa.
Yes.
A lot of the times we have indie, you know, like independent publishers and all that. And obviously, how easy or difficult is it to really start an established brand? And because, I mean, we're talking about DJ Spoo. I mean, I've seen you are one of the hustlers. You know, you put, when you say you're going to do something and you do it. But I really want us to zero in on consistency and persistence of purpose, you know, in what you do, especially talking about, you know, publishing a magazine in South Africa.
Look, being a woman in South Africa, you know, not only in South Africa, I think in the world, everything that you do, you have to work harder than everybody else. So a magazine is just another mountain on its own. And also there's people that, because with a magazine, it's the printing. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
And it's also getting the content from the people, you know. And when you're a new magazine, somebody says, yeah, but I don't know you. So why yeah. me? Why did you choose me? You know, and you're like, okay, we are new. But then, you know, everybody's got humble beginnings. So yeah. please give us an opportunity and whatever. It's been a journey. Doors closed in your face. But because you know that this has to work. You know, and you keep on knocking and you move to the next door and you keep on knocking. Advertisements are a challenge. People ask, the first thing they ask when you say, please advertise in the magazine or you put up the ads there. They were like, okay, what do you cover? Do you cover only Joburg? Because my business goes to nationally in Africa. So how is it going to benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are pushing, and there's a great team, obviously, that works with me. And when it started, you know, you have to tell them, okay, this month I'm going to pay you. Okay, I promised to pay you 5,000 rand. This month I can't afford, you know, I'll pay you 2,000 rand. And you've got those mm-hmm. people that are saying that understand the vision and want to run with it with you,
yeah.
you know, so yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. We didn't even establish how old your magazine is. How many publications have you done, and how many times do you go to print? Like, is it a monthly? Is it a
bi-monthly? No, it's a quarterly magazine.
So you've got four editions each year.
Each year.
And when did you start?
We started last year.
Last year. So you've had how many publications?
Five.
Now? You've had five.
Yeah.
And who has been on your covers, or who has been your key stories so far?
Okay, the first cover we had a lady by the name of Diopelo.
Mapate.
Okay. Yeah, she was in the first cover. And okay. then we had, we interviewed Tibelo.
Sukweni,
yes. Yeah, yeah. And then we also interviewed Bishop Tibi, Prophet Tibi Joshua.
Okay.
Because when we had that issue, it was just after the collapse of
okay.
the building.
All
yeah.
right, all right. Okay.
So we interviewed, and he came here to Joburg, so we didn't go to Nigeria, but that story took a turn of its own because yeah. we went there wanting to find out about that, and yeah. we got a total, you know, story from him.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, but it came out for the better, and we also interviewed in that first issue. That was a very difficult issue.
Yeah,
yeah, and then we also interviewed Bishop Lazarus's wife, you know, how first ladies are treated, you know, what people expect from these
first ladies in church
yeah, basically, okay. yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
So it is a so basically the magazine is more, it's a Christian inspirational based magazine.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not like your
no
like
no.
who has caught where and on the corner of what okay. So basically it's more like an inspirational
motivational yeah. yeah
so that's
what lifestyle looking. And okay. yeah
and then where do we find it, how fast spread
yeah. the distribution
yeah mm-hmm. distribution in terms of like, do I walk into a spa and I find it there? Do I walk into Checkers?
With the next issue, that's what we're working on. Because okay. people are starting to know about it. So people are starting to want to advertise. So because with the printing has got its own cost. Then you go to the advertisers, they almost have more
yeah.
cost than the printing.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously it influences the quality.
The quality.
They want. Yeah, because
yeah.
for them, or it's revenue for you, but yeah. for them it's still, it's advertising. So they yeah. want their money's worth.
All right, yeah. so we are talking to Sindiswa Maseko, who is the founder of a magazine called New Dimension.
Mm.
And we believe in the show, you know, creating this kind of opportunities and conversation, you know, to humble beginnings, because mm-hmm. one day, you know, at your 50th anniversary, you know,
yeah.
you will always remember Rami and Romeo, you know, because I find that, and the reason why we do this, why are you rolling your eyes?
No, I'm listening.
The reason why we do this is because, you know, we live in a culture where people only want to associate with established businesses.
Absolutely.
And it's always what's in it for me,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's like goodness is no longer there. You know, people come to you because there is something I'm going to gain.
They can get from you.
And the sad
yeah.
thing is what I can gain is bigger than what you want from me, you know. And we need to kind of like do our part. and, you know, create opportunities for other people. But what we're going to do is we're going to park it here for now. And we need to have you come to the show from 9 to 10. Then we can really break down, you know, in terms of the real challenges, because someone might be listening and thinking, you know, I also want to do a magazine, but they don't have an idea what kind of challenges they have to overcome in order for it to be a success. So we're going to park it here for now. And
okay, before you park it, right, maybe just the name of the magazine is New Dimensions.
New Dimensions.
Right. And it's going to be at most of the biggest outlets. Please look out for it. Who's on the cover? The current cover, who's going to be on the cover?
Ngubengwe and Dokozo. Yeah.
Okay.
But what is how do you distribute it now?
Through churches and bookstores that allow us to go.
Bookstores like what? Like your Kumbu flavor?
Kumbu books.
Which?
Or independent ones.
Independent ones, yeah. Okay. Independent ones.
Well, that's fine. Well, yeah. We wish you the best. We hope that we get to see New Dimension in a broader dimension, on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
And hint, a profile of Belighted on New Dimension?
And he keeps talking about opportunist people. There he goes.
No, but that would be lovely as well.
Yeah, well, there he is. But anyway, thank you so much. Get to talk to you again, Romeo said.
Yep.
And maybe with the latest issue of your magazine with Ndogozo and Ngubengwe on it. Yeah. It will be absolutely delight to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So, over to you.
Over to me. Okay.
You know how we do.
What do you even say? Like, what do you mean over to me?
No. The thing is, I never miss this moment. It's a very big moment for me. It's my aha of the day. Aha moment of the day.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio today, now that Cindy has gone, we were trying to be like very, very behaving and all of that, but that has come to a complete stop. We're just going to misbehave for a second because we've got one of the most misbehaving people I know in the land.
Yeah,
and she's like looking at me through her mirror glasses.
Yeah,
and busy like doing the what's up sign. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like me.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Ow.
Nah. Judge. Get out. You know.
Get out.
But, and I'm like thinking, and she's shaking her head. I'm like, Shem, I am just so gonna be all over you.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, today, when I say ladies and gentlemen, go.
No. You must cue me. I like it when you cue me.
Ah, okay, Romeo, please.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Today on Belighted with Rami and Romeo in studio,
yes.
We've got the unmissable, the conspirator,
yes.
The producer,
the all-rounder.
She sings, she acts, she can even dance.
Yes.
Not only does she sing, but she can rap.
Yes.
Goodness gosh, I am telling you, she is such a megastar. Mm. What a superstar. Mm. She is so driven.
Yet so humble.
She is too humble. Mm. She's a mom.
She redefines it.
She's a thinker. Mm. She's a forward thinker.
Yes.
She is a creator.
Yeah.
She is an inspiration.
Yes.
She is the one who gets to put you where you're supposed to be.
Mm.
She is the one who leads the gang.
Yeah,
she is the G in the gang.
She's the gang herself.
Herself. She is the gang.
Yeah.
One woman gang.
Yeah.
She is powerful. She is resourceful.
Okay.
She is innovative.
Oh.
She is
girl, you
all
need a witness.
Out there. Can I get a witness right up in here?
I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio we've got Tumi Masamola, the undestructible, the unstoppable, the unmovable, the unshakable.
Hallelujah.
The power.
Woo.
The power.
Ah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
I'm cueing you now. Tonson Sesefela.
One time.
No.
And Sedilaka sounds like a good one.
No.
Sedilaka sounds like.
No.
I'm not singing.
Don't
I'm
sing.
Just saying.
Don't sing.
Okay.
Don't give him ideas. He will.
Oh, okay.
Will.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, Tumi.
How you, girl?
Hi, girl.
What's up, King?
You are looking
wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Baya. Look at you. All blue Monday.
Born.
Like, hello.
Yeah, man.
Hey, sharp, bueno.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, she's from Limpopo.
Hey,
like, I forgot that important. Just throw it in right there.
Hey, Oshana Changan Kwala.
Yeah, okay, my Romza. Yeah, Leon.
So, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
hey,
all included.
Okay, where do we start? Wait,
where
guys.
Do you want to start?
Where do we start?
Where do you want to start?
Do me some more, like, guys. Yeah. Like, what else do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like, it's like trying to introduce Coca-Cola. Like, hello.
Oh, girl.
Like,
what's wrong? My mic.
Hey, no. Don't worry. I can't see you. Yeah, you know how you know there's this. You know, I want to see you. Look you in the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, do me. Where are we gonna start? Where are we going to? Okay, guys. If you don't know who Dumi Masemola is, first I'm gonna ask, where were you living, and which rock?
Which rock
was it?
Yeah.
Because it was definitely not the Rock that we know, who does the wrestling and the actor. Because
Yebo.
That one is like way too out there.
Yeah.
But if you know, City Sesla.
Yeah.
She's that one. Okay, you're not that blonde there, but. Yeah.
Or
better.
Yeah, than I'm the betterest.
Yeah, she's the betterest there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you've been acting everywhere, and not only do you act, but you also produce TV shows.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've
really had the pleasure of being thrown into the deep end.
Yeah.
To make television. My talent as a storyteller was stretched in that form.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing experience to have an idea and then bring it to life and see it on people's television. Yeah. So that's been really just an amazing experience.
And also I think part of the show is to really encourage people to really delve into as many of their talents as possible.
Okay.
And the reason why, you know, we invited you here is because you are a living example of the importance of, you know, don't only look at one financial stream. You know, you need to tap into every opportunity as possible. And with that, I would like you to talk to us about some of the, you know, opportunities that you've had, and not only taken advantage of, but you actually succeeded in them.
Sure. What a question. Very loaded. Where to start? I think get like up with my education. I think, you know, I was educated at a time when we had just come into freedom. Wabona. Madiba was now out. We were now being told as girl children and black girl children, Jorge, you can be anything you want to be. You can be you can be a career woman, you can be this, and you know, and our mothers were like, yes, we were all forced into nursing or teaching. So you can do anything. So it was that time that I think our generation was fueled by that. And then I went to a school, AFDA, where our lecturer was all about, you know, nobody's out for your best interests. If you want to make something, you need to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so we were now studying in a field where you had to do script writing and acting and performing and all of the rest. And he would say, I arrived there as a performer. And I was like, no, I'm going to major in musical performance and acting.
Yeah.
But then he turned around and said, so who are you going to act for? How are you going to know what is a good script if you can't script yourself, if you never attended a scripting workshop?
Right.
So that's how I became, I would say, a jack of most trades.
Yeah.
When it comes to media and entertainment. And then once we got into the outside world, I think, you know, as I was saying, the timing was right. You know, being young and black and a girl at the time was like, hey, girl, and you can write, and you can produce,
yes,
and you can
act, and you can sing.
You know?
And you can rap.
You know, so come on, here's an opportunity. Of course, there were a lot of no's along the way. But once I delved in there, it was amazing to learn about the principles of business itself.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think as much as it's entertainment, yes, but I think the principles are all the same. You know, you have to understand the law of South Africa in terms of disarze, lidi paye, lidi wat, like all those things that they don't teach you at school that you suddenly discover. Exactly. And nama contracts, wafunda kanjani, getting lawyers and all of that kind of education. And I think that's what I'm taking with me now in my journey as a performer. Because in that time, as much as I loved it, I think I have a soul of a performer. Mm. And when I was sitting in that boardroom and behind that camera and producing, I was like, Yazin, can somebody just give me a mic so I can sing?
Okay, let me just backtrack a bit. Because with you being like more of a producer than a performer at the moment, because I know you still perform wherever you can, whenever you can. But I remember, I think, Remy, I told you a couple of weeks ago, where who are the Reese Witherspoon and the paper white lady from Australia? Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, okay. No, she is extra.
That's how you remember.
She is extra. Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, when they did that series that they just did now that won them an Emmy.
Yes, yes.
Because one of the reasons they got into that, it was that they were saying there are no longer jobs for women in their
age bracket.
Mm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you sit back as a performer in South Africa thinking, if if they can actually sit back and say, guys, we actually don't get work, then what is it to the point of them getting into writing the stories themselves?
All right,
but
right.
Then, now, what I wanted to know is that, did you, when you left AFDA, I know already you guys were thinking there was like this whole Black Brain thing coming up and all of that, but before you even got that, did you actually step out and say, let me perform first and see? Or it was just like, okay, guys, we're just gonna go all in from the word go. Let's go and branch out like this, all the way, go broad or go home. Like, you, was it like, let's just go big, go home?
You know,
let's write for us. Let's do everything for us.
No, I don't think it wasn't so much. Okay, for me, it was like, negabatlo actor. So the guys are like, yes, if you act and you produce, then you know what I mean?
You can get an
opportunity to act. So for me, it was being able to have the creative control to be in the stuff that I wanted to act in, you know? But for the other guys, of course, they also had their ulterior motives or talents that they wanted to explore.
Yeah.
But I think, you know what it's like when you're 20-something and fresh out of college.
and
you think you're all that. So every opportunity that comes, you take. So when we had the opportunity to go into the studio and record Gang of Instrumentals and be on stage and tell the world, it was like, yes, great, hello, let's go, let's do it.
Yeah.
When Seri Sesla SABC was like, okay, guys, we're recommissioning another season, we're like, yes, of course, let's go, let's do it. So it wasn't much of a planned out strategy to say, you know, we're going to conquer all of it.
Yeah.
And I actually don't advise it because, I had a few nervous breakdowns there. Because I didn't know, you know, we'd walk into a studio and they'd say, okay, so the studio has four phase power. And I would look at the other producers and be like, yo, but who are getting
four phase power?
And but I can't ask because, you know, I'm the boss at the moment.
Look like you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am only just 22 and I just graduated. So I'm just like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to learn as I go along. But at the same time, I had to be learning my lines and getting into character. And, you know, overseeing scripts. Yeah. So I don't recommend getting into that level of taking on everything. I do believe that there is a truth in when you're a jack of all trades, you are a master of none. And I did find myself at a four-way crossing, at a crossroads.
Definitely.
Where I had to make a decision and say, you know, where am I going to go? And that's when I, you know, went out to Volcano Records and I was like, guys, I'm getting physically sick. Can I record an album? And they were kind enough to say, yes, baby boo. Come on, let's go.
So I'm going to ask a cliche, like an overly exhausted question. But I think also it's inspired by what you just said. You know, learning to balance work and play and health and so forth. If you had to give your 22-year-old self advice now about all these opportunities that are there and being able to, you know, navigate.
Yeah, right, it is exhausted.
Don't be like that. Navigating, you know, here are all these opportunities, you know, I'm not going to miss all these opportunities because typically your friends, family would like, Bona, take all of them, you know, do whatever. But, you know, in the inside, you know, you're getting nervous breakdown, getting tired, health issues. So if you had to give yourself advice to your 22-year-old self, how would you kind of like, if you had to do that in a paragraph or two, how would you say it?
I'm so glad this is happening on a Monday morning. Okay. If I had to be 22 again, if I had to give my 20-year-old advice as me right now with everything that I've seen. I'm trying to be politically correct in my mind, Pela. There are just some things you can't say in media.
No, this is on radio. This is on radio.
Say anything you want.
Exactly. It's going to be written down in history.
with whichever vocabulary you feel.
But remember, you're talking to yourself. Why would you want to harm yourself? Why would you want to say anything that is untoward?
No, I get it. I get it's more than me listening, yabo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. I've loved having my children. I would definitely go for that. I've loved. I don't know. I really don't have many regrets. I would say that everything that I've been through has really taught me fabulous life lessons. Mm-hmm. It's taught me to be stronger. It's taught me to be wiser. It's taught me to really be more calculated, you know. And I think that is something that I would still tell my 22-year-old self. I would say, go for it. Just be wiser. I suppose... Take the time to know what you want and then demand what you want,
rather than
hoping for the better. Let's go for it and then see. You know what I mean? If you want excellence right away, go for the experienced, expert person in your team. Don't go for the we'll learn together, so bona pambili type of situation.
I'm a potential situation.
Yeah, yeah. It ends up being more expensive and costing you and
time and money.
Yeah. Girl, and all you have is time.
The money you're still pitching, sellotape,
exactly,
and
it's
everything.
Still not yours.
Okay. But then you're a mother of two, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes. How old are your babies?
8 and 6.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful Shame princesses.
Give them a shout out.
Me, I just saw school of fees.
Give your kids a shout out.
Have I made ready?
Yeah. Okay,
no, but the
good.
Beautiful thing about this show is you get a podcast, you can download it.
Oh, yeah. And our podcast. Okay. Yeah. Our podcast live forever.
Hello,
by the way.
My angels. What it do, baby girls? I am so proud of you every day, and I thank God every day that you are in my life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, did you get that?
So, I did. So, for example, here, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I want you to prophesy over your kids. Where do you see your children when they are 22?
When they are 22.
Yeah, because remember, it's a podcast and it lives forever, thanks to you.
Ish, yeah.
You are a mother. What do you wish for your kids?
I wish them to be well-traveled, global girls who are confident, respectful, humble, and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure they download this podcast.
I shall.
Yeah.
You will download. Okay, now... Yes. Do me. Can I skip because I'm like checking the time? Can you talk about your album?
Yes.
Right.
Ne?
Yes.
Can we talk about your album?
Let's talk about
now,
my
the way
album.
You just did, like you did that dance of the Michelle Obama dance. You know how she goes? She does
yes,
that shoulder up and down.
Yes.
Yeah. Like and you
feeling
swing
presidential.
And mm-hmm. What excites you about your album? Yes, I know you say like you're kind of like feeling all flustered and you know when you feel yourself that like you want to jump out of yourself so that you can be more of yourself.
Yes.
How has the experience been? What excites you about the album? What are the things for us to look forward to? And more than anything, what moves you about it?
My album is amazing.
I'm loving it.
It's teaching me. Mm. You know, I'm going into facets of myself that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
It's making me a better person, a better version of myself. It's so therapeutic. It is called Let's Go There. It's a journey. Come with me and we're going to go everywhere, you know. Rotoba rechete, rotoba soulful, rotoba conscious, rotoba godly, rotoba woke, rotoba earth thing, you know. I mean, it's inspired by people such as Lucky Dube and Bob Marley. I'm doing the reggae.
That's so
genre.
Awesome.
It allows me to be me, and I believe that the whole world is going to be able to groove to it. Mm. And I know this album is going to take me to the world. You know,
I'm going to be getting Lauryn Hill calling you.
Girl, like, so should I call Abonyana?
You know?
I said, yeah, track number 13. You know, I wish I had written that song, girl.
Yeah. And tell me. Who did you work with on the album in terms of songwriting, producing?
Okay, so I'm getting to write my own songs from beginning to finish, which is just like awesome. It's awesomest. I'm working with a fantastic team at Volcano Records. They're a Pan-African record company, and you know, Deep In, my single that's available on all digital platforms that people can get. They've released it in Nigeria as well. So,
Yeah, we didn't start local.
Yeah,
we just went like.
No. Yeah.
And you're coming back this way. You flew all the way that side.
We just shot my music video, which is going to be out in about 2 weeks' time. Very exciting.
You couldn't get me to be an extra.
Yo, girl. I'm not my extra.
You couldn't get us to be an extra.
Maromza, well, now you can't act.
Exactly.
My point. He just proved it.
The thing is, Bon, I think our relationship is on the rocks, Wena, to me, because I have to fight this. All right, she loves to say I, and I keep saying we.
No, I know when we're supposed to have a we. Yeah. And I know when I is important. That is why when I talked about the video, I said I. Because Maromza cannot act.
Okay.
He cannot dance.
Okay.
And trust me, in what that video, Maromza the single is called Deep In.
What can Maromza do?
No.
What
not,
is it that you know that
Maromza can
do?
Watch the video on TV.
Yes.
That's what Maromza is going to do. That's what Maromza is going
to
do.
To me, this is about you. Can you talk to us about some of your forthcoming projects? And then also, so forthcoming projects, but also I always love to say, can we create a spotlight for people who are really making this happen for you? You know, either your PR company, you know, OB Vocals, whatever, you know.
Okay.
And, but most importantly, how can people get hold of you? Social media wise.
Okay, so on social media, I'm at Dumi from the gang. Exactly how you say it. Like proper spelling G. Dumi from the gang on all the social media. I've got a Facebook page. I've got a channel on YouTube where you can catch a music video in 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to subscribe. I want to send a shout out to my mother who birthed me, my spiritual parents, Mudimu, hallelujah.
Amen.
All my fans and all the listeners of Cliff Central, thank you so much for all your support all the damn time.
You know what I like about what you say? It sounds like an acceptance speech already.
Girl, it's for my Oscars, for my Grammys, for my summer, for my Cora. Yeah. It's for everything.
As we always say, faith it all the way.
Gratitude.
Faith it all the way.
My producers on the albums, you've got Reagan Beats from Nigeria. Nelson from Gabon that I've worked with. I'm looking forward to working with you, T-Spice. If you're out there, what to do? John Legend, when you come through, you know. Volcano Rickers, they're sitting right here. My biggest supporters ever.
Like
and yes. And we everybody out there.
You know what? Okay, before I don't want to get all mushy. Next thing we're going to start crying because I go there and then he just looks at me like, oh God, there she goes. Give her a tissue. Give her a tissue.
Why are you dragging our laundry in public?
I know, because that's how you do it. You know, when sometimes I don't think a lot of people don't have it easy, irrespective of where they started.
Yes.
Challenges are all over the place. Yes. Challenges are all along the way. Yes. And I just want to ask you, who carried you, you know? Because now we see you, you're looking fly with your glasses and with your fro. But I'm sure you've had some of the most down moments where you just felt like, okay, can the world stop? I would like to get off.
Yeah.
And at that time, in that moment, who were people who lifted you up? Who were people who carried you? And who were people who reminded you of your bigger dream and of your bigger space of who you plan to be and how you plan to live your life and all your dreams and aspirations? People who just said, every time when you think about them, every time when you think about the moments, it might have been the things they said to you, maybe even the things that you read, maybe it's a book, it doesn't matter what it is, something that after you saw that you went like, you know what, I'm just gonna get up and do this mother, because nobody's gonna do it like I do.
Girl, wow. That is such a profound statement that you're asking me to make. Those people, I really have been blessed with angels on earth, as I call them. My biological mother, definitely. She's one of the strongest women that I know, even though she is not like a mushy, huggy, let's hug and kiss and get yabona. She's, you know what I mean? But she is someone whom I saw with my own eyes going through the most, And she overcame and she did it with a smile and, you know what I mean? And she's still herself and doing her thing. And that inspires me every single day.
Yeah.
My spiritual parents who teach me who I am through God, you know, and teach me to see myself the way God sees me as a victor, as someone who can overcome, as someone who's got everything it takes to do what I need to do to fulfill my purpose. Of course, my record company, The Phillips, they are like when everybody, the rest of the world is like, hey, she has a song, dala, so nabantwana, I don't know about this music thing. You still want to go clubbing? Yo, ish, I don't know. Yeah. They were just like, they were like, Bina, yo, tlakwano kiel. Let's go, let's take over the world, you know?
Yeah.
And not only that, like taking in, going beyond business into family.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my sisters who've become family, there's too many of them, and I don't want to mention them because, Batlor, you missed out some buri.
Yeah, you left me out.
And you know, us girls,
so the ones who make food you must mention. The ones who make food, because there's nothing like soul food, honey.
When you're going through the most,
when you're going through the most,
I thought you said something nice.
With a touch of chilinyana, karinyana, you know, then that just warms you out. That just warms you out.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I think okay, I'm not as old as Romeo is, but I think throughout the years. Throughout the years, I mean, I've
not taking shots today.
Yeah. No. Trust me, this is my life.
Oh, I.
We've seen you grow, like basically from the beginning. I think I was one of the first people who saw your. I know where you started.
Yes.
I know where you started.
There.
I was like, you know, yes. And just seeing you go through growth throughout. From the beginning up until now, it has been such a consistent journey that, you know, you don't necessarily need to be standing there with a loudspeaker and saying to the people, did you see that? Did you see what I did? Because your work speaks for you. And we see it. We see your excellence. We see your diligence. We see your persistence. We see your perseverance. And we see that you're such a go-getter. And we cannot help but admire that. And we cannot help but wish the best for you. It's like whatever it is that you want to do, we just want to see it go on and on and on. And which is why we have someone like you, which is why we have you on the show. Because like we celebrate those kind of things because you're not just a super house, but you're such an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
A beacon of hope. And from someone who's from Limpopo, girl,
hey girl,
you really crossed those tall gates and you showed up. And now you're just being shown off in a mighty way. We cannot help but wish you the best.
Yep.
We are watching you. We are supporting you. We are rallying behind you. We can't wait for the full album to come out so that we can all get it and find it. Guys, let's go there. That's Dumi from the gang.
Yeah.
What a done.
That's her. Find her. Follow her. Her journey will inspire you. It will move you. And before we go, Maromza, do you want Hev? To say something, and do you want to say something to me? You got that.
Yeah, so Tumzabon, the situation is, you know, your consistency, you know, brings results. And for me, I think that's the message you need to take to 22 year olds, you know, who've got a drive, zeal to do better. And my prophecy to you is I see your life in a movie very soon. And I also see two Shabaya. Or three Shabaya. Books that would be included inside primary schools all over Africa, because your work speaks volume, and I wish you the best.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. From your lips to God's ears, hallelujah, amen.
And that's how we come to the end of the show.
Amen.
Yeah, and do you want to say anything else? Do you want to say
bye? I think you have said it all. All I can just say now is thank you so very much for all of those who listened to our interview. Thank you to both of you. Modimo anketsetsa lona gantle as well. Let your show just grow and the people continue to be lightened.
Don't worry, we'll be coming there for you once again. We'll be bringing you back.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Be Lighted with the absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Dumi Masemola, Dumi from the gang. Find her, follow her, because you will never go wrong. That has been Be Lighted. Have a beautiful and fabulous week.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.